Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Not really going after facts at this point either, because I know there's the question about, okay, here's the Google search times, and it's not even really the Google search times, it's the times the browser was opened. And that's, I mean, that's a fact. And they're going to have Cellebrite experts come in and explain all of this. But in the meantime, everyone's going to pretend they don't understand what this all means. But that is what it means. It means she opened a browser the other night, never closed the browser, got back on her phone, searched something within that browser. It's showing the timestamp of the opening of the program.
Right.
And that means...
shouldn't be that hard to understand.
It's not hard to understand.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you can confuse the jury, which it seems that's kind of the goal right now... if they don't understand this stuff, it could be confusing. Yeah. Hopefully.
And the thing about, well, she typed it in inappropriately or with the wrong letters repeatedly. So then she would cover up when she had, I mean, it just got increasingly redundant. Convoluted what this theory is, redundant. And it's like, okay, this is just really, again, really stretching to come up with a narrative here.
Well, the thing is that it makes sense why it would be typed in strangely or misspelled. Right. If you're sitting there in the cold, there's
in
a
the
body
cold.
In a snowstorm.
Yeah.
How long? And you're trying to see like...
Exactly.
That's why it's misspelled.
That to me is proving the story that they don't want to prove, is that this was under the stress of the moment out in the cold in the blizzard, and she wasn't typing right. So
I don't even quite understand the point they're trying to make about the spelling at all, other than like, what is your point? She spelled wrong because they were nervous that they killed somebody in their mind, or it makes a hell of a lot more sense with the narrative of, here's the time it happened. Cellebrite will be interesting to see what they say when they are in on the stand. Jen McCabe's other major testimony this week in the trial of Karen Reed was discussing that moment in the car, three of them coming up onto the scene, and what took place amongst those three women in that vehicle as Karen Reed was talking about thinking that maybe she hit him. Let's take a look.
Karen, we saw you outside of my sister's.
And what was her response to that?
She told me that she didn't remember going there. And then she started yelling Jen. And then she was saying, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? And then she proceeded to say that she had a cracked taillight. In the car was Kerry Roberts. And so she kind of rolled down the window and was like, Karen, what are you doing? And then the plow was behind her. So Kerry pulled up and I told Karen that I was going to drive her car because I didn't want her driving because she was hysterical. So we got in her car and then Kerry Roberts called Karen. And then Karen was screaming and, saying that she had cracked her taillight. We need to go to Fairview. Could I have hit him? Did I hit him? And then she would just scream our names. Kerry was telling her to shut up. So we drive past the flagpole area, and all of a sudden, Karen starts screaming, there he is, there he is, and she's banging to get out.
And banging on the door in the back seat?
Yes.
And at the time that she's saying this, were you able to see anything outside of the vehicle?
I saw nothing. Miss Roberts looked at me and said something like, she's crazy or she's bat crazy, something like that.
And when the defendant gets out of the vehicle, where is it that she goes?
She just runs.
And runs where?
Straight to John. She straddles John and she lifts up his shirt. And then she lifted up her shirt and went to lay on him. And Miss Roberts went over and she was removing the snow from his face.
Is this someone who you get any sense that they're being deceitful in their testimony?
No, it fits what we know about the facts. And it seemed to be just a very matter of fact narrative about this is the story of what happened that awful night with a woman who can't say what she did or didn't do because she was in a blackout.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a blackout, when you've had 4 to 5 drinks within just a few hours, your hippocampus shuts off and you can't record any memories of what happened. And some people can be in a blackout and still drive. They mm-hmm. can talk, they can walk. And people around them may say they're not slurring. They didn't seem that intoxicated, but they still may not be recording any memories of what happened. And that's certainly what it sounds like went on.
Let me ask you this about that whole idea right there about the blackout. When they get to the house where John O'Keefe is lying there in the snow, she, according to Jen McCabe, makes a beeline right to where John O'Keefe is. If she's in a blackout stage and didn't realize that she hit him, how would she know to go right to that spot?
Unless there was some kind of intuition, mm-hmm. you know, which may not have been an actual overt memory, but she may have still had a sense for when I've been there before, where I've parked, where mm-hmm. my car would have been, you know, so it could have just been more of a gut instinct for mm-hmm. her at that point. May not have been an actual direct memory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes a bit more sense. And the way that she was acting in that vehicle, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? I know of a broken taillight. That's someone, I'm assuming, trying to put the pieces together of what is happening. And that would be an appropriate response to be saying all those things at that moment, would it not?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like somebody who had the sense, and again, maybe just an intuition, I have a bad feeling about last night,
mm-hmm.
you know, but she's not able to pull up specific memories. And so she's trying to put the pieces together and come up with, you know, what can make the most sense and how to find this guy that she obviously cared about. So it's awful. It's just tragic. But yeah, I don't think that the defense is making a very good case for these alternate mm-hmm. theories, but I don't think the prosecution is going to show that she's a murderer. I'm just not seeing that.
No, I mean, even with text messages and such, and we're seeing that it kind of looks like she wanted out of the relationship. Obviously, horrible timing. It, you know, if somebody dies, your partner dies when you have evidence of like, I'm kind of on my way out, they're going to look at you. But again, it's not something where it seems that she would have made that split second decision of I'm going to run him over right now, even when drunk. I mean, is it often that people commit murders when they're that highly intoxicated, like intentionally? You know, with a vehicle, obviously, can happen, but like a gun or a knife, or is that a common thing, or are people just kind of too out of it at that moment in time to really make those sort of choices?
The other thing that alcohol does is increases the impulsivity. So mm-hmm. yeah, can people are likely to commit an impulsive mm-hmm. murder mm-hmm. in the moment when they're intoxicated if they get angry or upset about something that happens right then.
Yeah.
But that's usually not a premeditated murder. It's sure. not a planned murder. And so if they were in the middle of a fight, he jumped out of the car, she backed over him. Is that possible? Mm-hmm. Sure, it's possible. But I'm not getting the sense in this case that we have any kind of real proof that that's the narrative that went on. This was a lot of drunk people, a lot of alcohol, a lot of emotion. Some of it was all very good. People described them as getting along great. And it's just one of those things. I don't think we're ever going to have the whole story.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.